What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Industry Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jazz the CEO, in case you did not know, but I'm assuming you did because you are locked in with me on my page. Shout out to my Facebook watchers, my Instagram watchers, and of course, my YouTube family. Thank you for tuning in once again. This show is a part two of last week's show. So if you did not see last week's show, I encourage you to go to YouTube at I Am Jazz the CEO and check out last week's show. If you are on my YouTube, just after you watch today's show, go back and watch the previous episode so you can kind of get the backstory. I'm going to sum it up just a little bit. But of course, let's get the, you know, bill payers out the way. This show is brought to you by Mantis Tech, which is a dry firing tool that I use with all my students and myself all the time. You can use it on rifles. You can use it on shotguns, handguns, dry firing, and live firing on the range. And also USCCA, which is a self-defense training. Actually, they do so much training now, so they're basically a training company, but they are a self-defense insurance company, help pay bail, bond, and your lawyer. You definitely need to get in with them. So those links are in the description underneath this video. So make sure you tap into USCCA and make sure you tap in to Mantis Tech. Get your practice on while you're at home and do your thing. So those are the bill payers. So today what we're drinking is something really dope, really special. So this is Plantation. Okay, yeah, I know the name. So this is Plantation's Barbados Rum. Rum, R-H-U-M, not R-U-M, Barbados Rum. It's really good. A little on the sweet side. I do like a different brand of Barbados a little bit more than this when I'm like eating steak and things like that. But this Barbados rum is pretty freaking good. So I do recommend giving it a try. But this is the Grand Reserve. You can get it here in the States, so that's also why I'm I got you. Smith, I'm gonna save you a shot. This right here you can get in the States, so I like recommending stuff that you could get in the States. I do visit Barbados often. I am overdue for another trip, but I tend to bring back something, rum cake, bottles of rum, something like that. Last time I brought back a daggone I'm gonna have to change that name, Plantation. Yeah, well, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's definitely on a plantation, like the actual distillery. But, hey, that's none of my business. All right, so now today I am excited to try this cigar. I've had Alec and Bradley cigars before, lots of them, pretty sure. But I've never had this one. This is called the Gatekeeper. So let me give you a little, let me give Facebook a little close up. How dope that little band looks. Instagram, there you go. So, YouTube, there you go. Really sexy band. I really do. I like sexy bands. Like, I'm a sucker for if the band looks good. I'm definitely trying the cigar. But, you know, nothing really off the top. Since you asked if I'm going to V-cut or punch, I actually don't V-cut. I don't have a V-cutter. I've never bought one because it's not really my usual. I actually like capping more than I like to do anything. But I have my cutter here, but I also have my Calibre lighter torch here. So it has a punch, so I'm going to just punch it today and just, you know, regulate that smoke. I actually haven't punched in a while. So punching, you just push the little thing straight down. There you go. And usually you can just pop it out. And now there's a hole at the top because you've punched it. And you got the little residue inside the little thing here. You just either pop it out and put it in your ashtray or leave it in there until it's time to use it again. So we're going to punch today. I was smelling it because I was trying to see the kind of aroma that you get. I don't really smell too much. I kind of smell blueberry, but... Uh-oh, did I grab the wrong lighter? There we go. I kind of smell a little bit of blueberry, but I really hope not because I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of flavored cigars. Yeah, the reason why I don't know so much about the cigar and I have the cigar is that I am a part of a cigar club called Provada Cigar Club, and they send me 8 or 10 cigars. I can't remember how much come in the pack, but they send me 8 or 10 cigars. I don't choose them. I just get whatever that monthly pack, you know, includes. So it's always a surprise. I never actually know what I'm getting. Shouldn't I eat your heart out? Welcome to Death Row, nigga. Hold on, let me get that. Definitely full body. I like it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it so far. I'm loving it. So we'll see as the day goes on. As you can see, I didn't pour and smoke at the same time because I'm trying to get the actual notes of the cigar before I pour the rum, because I know what the rum tastes like. I've had it. And when you start mixing, you actually start changing the profile of each thing that you're drinking and smoking when you mix them together. So just to get the full notes that I have in the cigar, you want to do that first. And then if you actually don't want to mix, you can take your sparkling water and you can cleanse your palate and then do the next thing you want to do. And that's kind of how you play with that. Pungent was good because this is actually a little strong, little full. So today's topic is just that it's a part two of last week's topic. And of course, I'm going to probably sprinkle some things in there as the comments come through or as my brain works or whatever. But last week, I talked about in 2017 how I lost pretty much everything. I lost my house, my business, my health declined, I lost my girlfriend, and eventually I lost my dream vehicle, which was a Jaguar, and that got taken, and, you know, life went downhill due to me getting sick and due to a bad business deal, things not being on paper, a lot of things, a lot of elements went into that, freak friendships, being naive and not being prepared for the what if, as in health insurance, you know, savings, investments, things of that nature. So last week I talked about that. So if you want to go back and watch that episode, me and my friend was getting a little tipsy as we talked, but she was my witness to the things that I was claiming and saying. So, because there's no capping on this page. We don't be capping over here. So last week I kind of dove into that. So right now, this is just street, you know, part two, the come up after that situation. And the come up after that situation was amazing because somebody told me, you know, hey, you shouldn't go back to work. You know, I had a good government job, and then I, you know, was working security part time, and I had a TV show, and I had a studio that was podcast studio. We did events in the bottom two floors. We had a photography studio on the second level, podcast recording studio, and I was just doing a little bit of everything. And so when this happened, you know, after I got a little better from being sick and I wasn't in and out of the hospital anymore, I was walking good, I was good. You know, my friend was like, who's now my business coach? You know, she was just like, hey, you shouldn't go back to work. You know, that's ridiculous. But she is like a 20, 25 year entrepreneur. She's a vet in the game. She ain't worked for nobody in a long time. Okay. She barely let her clients tell her what to do, and it'd be about their own stuff. So, you know, she just put that idea in my head and was like, hey, you know, you probably shouldn't go back to work. You know, you should do this. Because when I was a federal officer, you know, I had a lot of trouble with my rheumatoid arthritis, you know, working traffic details and patrolling and walk and all that stuff in the wintertime, and your job not caring about whether or not you're sick or not, especially if they can't see it. You know, rheumatoid arthritis is an invisible disease. It's an immune system disease. It's something that people can't see, and if they don't have it, they rarely understand it. So that was really difficult, fighting for my FMLA. I ended up taking a case out on the federal job. It was just a lot of things. So going back to work really wasn't something I wanted to do. You know, I dabbled in that entrepreneurship, and I was like, yo, I like this. This is what I do. I've always had a side hustle, but right before I got sick, I was like all in. So, you know, she asked me, what do you want to do? What do you want to be known for? What is the most important thing? And my thing was, you know, protecting people. You know, my saying is always protect yourself, you know, so that's my thing. So she said, okay, that's your thing. You need to figure out what you want to do. What business do you want to do? Now, as a kid, my father was military, you know, then he was police, still police to this day. And my thing was, you know, okay, when she asked me that question, what do I want to be known for? What do I want to do? I didn't want to go back federal. Those people don't care about you. It was such a struggle. Dumb, got court cases against people, stupid supervisors, just all kinds of stuff. And then when I did the entrepreneur thing, I was a little bit of everywhere, doing everything. So she said, narrow this down, figure this out. And I said, I love protecting people. And she said, okay, how do you want to do that? And I said, oh man, how do I want to do that? So that's how I came up with the security company, right? But originally, I knew that I just couldn't jump out there and do the security company. So I decided to get my private detective license first. Because as a kid, when I said I wanted to be a police officer, I said, I'm going to be a police officer. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to do what I got to do. And then I'm going to become a detective. So that has always been my dream, to become a detective. And when I decided to do that, I was like, you know, all right. It's getting dark outside. Let me turn the light on. I was like, okay, I want to be a detective. This is what I want to do. It's over here somewhere. Hold on. Here we go. When we started, it was daytime. Now it's nighttime all of a sudden. All right, so I said, you know, I wanted to be a detective when I was a kid. And so that's kind of where I want to stay with, right? So I went, and now mind you, this was right when I got a little better. I was still sick, but I got better, but I was broke. Broke is I don't know what. Broke. Like, I didn't have nothing. I didn't have no moolah, baby, okay? Two of my friends, one was an old supervisor from that federal job, and one was a friend from Buffalo, and they both donated to my cause. They are the reason I was able to take that step into the direction and making 6-7 figures that I'm doing today. They donated to my cause. I simply sent a text. I said, listen, I'm trying to get my private detective license. This is how much the class costs. What can you do? Can you do blah, blah, blah? They both sent me some money. It both accumulated to enough for me to go out and take the class and get my detective license. So, boom, I got my private detective license. In the class, they kind of go through what you can do with your private detective license, all the things that you can do. And, you know, they kind of describe some stuff and some stuff they kind of glossed over. They said, you could do this, you could do that, you could process serve, you could do this. And this is that. They didn't actually, it wasn't a class on process serving. So they didn't actually go into exactly what you needed to be a process server. They didn't really, you know, go into it. But out of all the things, it seemed to me that that would be the best stepping stone, right? And I was like, all right, if I'm gonna start my private detective career, I need a stepping stone. I wanted to work for lawyers. I wanted to work for the court system. I wanted to do investigations. I wanted to investigate the police. I wanted to do some things. So I'm a planner. You know, I'm always planner. Like, ask the people that date me. They might not be dating me right now, but I'm a good date planner. Okay, if they can say anything bad about me, but the one thing they can't say is I don't know how to plan dates. Ask anybody. I am a planner down to the. I will send a girl an itinerary. That's how serious it is for me. All right, so I planned it. I said, all right, I'm gonna become a process server first. And then I'm going to get in with law firms, build relationships. Once I build those relationships, I'm going to be their investigator on cases. That was the goal. That was the plan. security part, firearm part, all that. None of that came first, right? The first thing that came was I'm going to be a process server. Now, the one thing I didn't learn in class was how you become a process server. They didn't say that. They said you can be one, but they didn't tell me how to become one. So I was working a security job on the side. My ex-girlfriend gave me her two-door Mercedes, and I was borrowing a car going to work for $15 an hour. I was at like this empty building on the weekends, and I was at a 8 or a 12-hour shift making $15 an hour. And the whole shift, I'm Googling and researching how to become a process server. What do I need to be a process server in Maryland? How do I become a process server? How do you get clients as process server? How do you do whatever it is I needed to know. How to. I sat on that job and I did that. I did my rounds at every time I needed to do my rounds. I did my checks every time I needed to do my checks. I shooed people away when I needed to shoo people away. But I got right back to using that time, you know, that I was working for $15 an hour. Using that time to invest in the education for my future. That is the first thing you need to know if you want to get somewhere. If you want to get somewhere, you need to invest in the education. Instagram, YouTube, whatever, TikTok, there's so much free education. And yeah, these people are going to upsell you to a class. They're going to upsell you to this. They're going to upsell you. It's going to be worth it if that's what you want to do. If you're watching somebody that is somewhere where you want to be. I got a friend right now that's on a safari. I got a friend right now that is living in Barbados. I want to do that stuff. Now, have I done it? Not the safari. But yes, I've gone and stayed in Barbados for a month. And then I was in Mexico for a week and then went to Barbados. Like, I've done it. So I know it's possible. I see it. So I know it's possible. And that's why I am like dedicating and urging people, hey, take advantage of this side hustle called process server, because you don't have to quit your job to be a process server. You can work your 9-to-5 and then do this on the side and make what you make at your 9-to-5. And I'm telling you that because I hit the mark. I hit the $100,000 mark process server. I hit that mark. So I can't tell you something that I never experienced. I can't tell you how to do something that I've never done. If my parents aren't millionaires, they can't tell me how to become a millionaire, right? If they're not 100,000-aires and 1,000-aires, they can't tell me how to do it. Great-great-grandparents can't tell you how to be an entrepreneur because that's not what they think. They wasn't doing that, right? So I'm telling you, process serving is the side hustle of 2023. You need to get in while it's hot, while the courts are back up and running. Like before 2020, there was definitely a decline. So I decided I was going to be a process server, and I basically did all the research while I was on this job. And while I did the research, I figured it out. I said, okay, fine, this is what I got to do. And the friend of mine who let me borrow the money, mind you, I did pay them back. They both cashed at me. And when I finally did start my company, first thing I did was cash app the two friends that let me borrow the money to get my private detective license. And I love them for that. Shout out to them. So took my license, and then I learned that you actually didn't need your private detective license to be a process server in Maryland. You just had to be 18 and not involved in a case. The things you know, right? But it's okay. I still needed my private detective because actually clients like that you have your private detective license. They actually like that better because they know they get a different type of service with you because you got a different type of mindset. So there's nothing wrong with that. So anyway, fast forward, I decided, all right, I'm going to go after the law firms. I got my friend, he worked at a printing company. He printed out 100 resumes for me. I did my resume on Canva, 100 resumes. So Canva's free, 100 resumes, they was free. Boom, put gas in the car, borrowed the car again, drove downtown, gave my resume to every freaking law firm that I could find on Google, find in the streets, whatever. I just went, boom. Hey, how you doing? I just want to leave my information. I just want, you know. Now, you got to remember, they already have process servers. They already have private detectives. They already have investigators. You're not reinventing the wheel, right? You're not reinventing the wheel. So keep that as a note, you know. I'll go into that a little bit more on my webinar. I have a webinar about process server and how to become a process server. I'm hiring private detectives and I'm hiring process servers right now because I have a good client base and I have a I have an investigation coming up on the 22nd that I am looking for about 20 private detectives. And I'm willing to train and help you get your license because I know this is a money-making night. But you got to tap in and go to my webinar on the 31st. It's free, 31st, 7 p.m., so you can get all the information about that and get into this big 2023 side hustle process. So anyway, so I go to all these places, and mind you, I'm giving out like 100 freaking resumes. I get one call. Okay, I get one freaking call. I put my best Sunday suit on, and back then I was okay with the suits, you know, but I wasn't pimping. I wasn't pimping yet. I was okay with the suits. I put my best Sunday suit on. Yeah, I was talking, so it kind of went out, but. So I put my best Sunday suit on. I go out. I do all this walking around. I do all this talking, smiling, bop, bop, bop. I get one call back. You know how excited I was, though, to get that one call? Man, I was like, I did it. I got it. So I did that one call. I got that one call. Started working for that person. I got another call. But this call was different. This call was difficult. This call, the paralegal asked me so many questions, right? Because I was new and she had never heard of my name. And now, mind you, I was just working as a process server. I was still doing security. I didn't have the company yet. So I'm talking as if I already have the company, but I really don't. I've never process served before. And I only did a research on Google. I didn't take a training class or nothing. So what I realized at that moment while I'm talking to this lady is I don't know none of the jargon. I don't know what an affidavit is. I don't know what an e-serve is. I don't know what this is. I don't know what that is. Boop, 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 boop. And she saw right through me. But she didn't hire me. But she gave me information. I started to know all the terms that I needed to know. I wrote it down. As she was talking to me, I'm Googling. I'm finding out the information. I'm da-da-da-da. She actually continued to talk to me a days at a time. And I knew she already decided she wasn't passing my information along to the lawyers and she wasn't, hiring me. I already could tell that wasn't going to be her thing. But she took the time to talk to me and she took the time to teach me a little bit, you know. So I do appreciate that. And I'm going to help bridge that information gap, that education gap, in my webinar, as well as the training for the people that I hire. We're going to do terms. We're going to do how to do this, what this is, what do people expect. And you don't have to just do it for law firms. I could have went out, you know, after everybody. I do have private clientele that come. People know that I'm process server, so they come to me. Hey, I need you to deliver this divorce paper or whatever, child custody paper, restraining order, blah, blah, blah. But law firms pay their bills, so I like to stick with them. So, you know, that's what it is. Now, the name of the game is time. So I did a lot of serves in a little bit of time. And I treated the serves, I still do. I treat the serves like investigations. So I don't just go knock on the door. If the person answered, that's it. I tell them I didn't serve it. No, I look up this person. I figure out who's at the house. I might watch the house. I might outside the house for a little bit before I get out. I treat it like a full-blown investigation. And that's how my my success rate became what it is, because I wasn't missing. I was getting people right after. People started giving me the difficult ones, things that the sheriffs couldn't do or the other processing service couldn't do. And I was getting those, boom, boom, boom. And then people started sharing my name with other law firms, because let me tell you something, paralegals talk to each other. So they started sharing my name with other people, boom, boom, boom. So then when my money got up, soon as my clientele got up, my money got up, that's when I went, all right, it's time to invest in the actual company. So then I put my money, that money I made with that investment that I made, I paid my friends back, and then I took the money I made and reinvested it in the company and got my actual agency licenses, private detective agency, security guard agency. The name I already had. I already had the name because I used to own a club called After Hours Lounge. And all I did was go down to the daggone whatever building downtown, change it from After Hours Lounge, my LLC, to After Hours the Brand. And then when After Hours the Brand was done, which was after my lounge closed, I changed it to After Hours the Brand so that I could do hookah sales and all kinds of stuff underneath the same name. that was still in the system. So I went down there, changed After Hours the brand to After Hours Security. I already had the name. I already had the entity. I already had the LLC. Boom. Did that. You know what I'm saying? Pick some board members. Had a board meeting. Had minutes. Now I got minutes. I got partnerships. I got agency licenses. I got clientele already. I already got one of my things. And then from there, it blew up. 2020 hit. Court systems start closing down. COVID, court system starts closing down. So investigations start going low. You know, the clients weren't really doing as much. So I wasn't doing as much. But what was happening is I know how to pivot. I went with the time. And the time was Trump was trying to become president. People were stealing toilet paper. People were scared it was the end of the world. I like guns. So I used that. I said, okay, I ain't have my NRA cert at the time, but I had a company. So I hired somebody with an NRA cert, put them the head of my training division until I got my stuff together. And now I'm making money off training. I'm not even doing the training, but I'm a party host at heart. I've owned a lounge. I've been a DJ. I've been a party host. So I took those things that I knew from that realm of my life, and I started hosting classes. I'm the fun one in there. I'm the one talking to people. I'm the one promoting it. I'm the one getting people in. He's teaching. I'm learning while he's teaching because I'm going to become a teacher soon after. So while I'm doing my NRA training, I'm already making the money. I've been there. I've been doing this. I'm about to be 4 years in, and usually people don't even turn a profit for the first 3 years. Most tax people tell you you're gonna do 3 years. For the first 3 years, you're going to claim loss. I claim loss for the first 2 years, but I turn a profit. And this last year, 2022, I turned a profit because what people don't understand is making $100,000 and having $100,000, two different things. And I realized once I did my analysis, I hired a forensic accountant, a forensic tax accountant. I didn't hire just a tax guy or a tax lady. I had a forensic tax so they could pick out what was making money, what wasn't making money, what I was spending too much money on, what I'm doing, da-da-da-da, taxes here, state this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I did that so I could figure out. And I'm telling you, process serving made me my six figures. Private investigation made me my six figures. This year, process serving and private investigation is going to take me to a seven-figure, eight-figure earner. And that's just on that one side because I still got security and I still have training. Right? But we're not talking about that. So that's how I took losing everything. I narrowed it down, figured out what did I wanted to be known for in the world. What did I want my purpose? Well, not what did I want. I had to figure out what was my actual purpose. And that means I had to sit with myself and had to go, what is my purpose? My purpose is to protect people and teach people how to protect themselves. So by me telling you that process serving is 2023's biggest side hustle, I'm teaching you how to protect yourself from financial ruin because I've been in financial ruin. I'm only 34 and I've been in financial ruin. I've owed debtors. I've had poor credit. I lost a car to repo. I lost a house. I did bad business deals, not putting stuff on paper, thinking people was my friends. So I just did things for them and they were supposed to do things for me. The moment I got sick, those friends dipped. The moment I got sick, I had to get out of that house that I was supposed to be renting to own. The moment I got sick, I had to leave there, even though I had did so many things for them and their kids. The moment I got sick, if it ain't on paper, it's not a business deal. Handshakes, hugs, smiles, kisses, that ain't business. Put your mama on paper. Put your daddy on paper. So I've been there. So I can teach from where I'm at. So I'm teaching on the 31st from where I'm at. This is how you make six figures with this side hustle. That's it. That's how you do it. Tap into who you are, what you want to be known for. Get you a business coach like I got. Shauna Henson, Shauna K on Instagram. Shauna Henson on Facebook. The Shauna K on Instagram. She's my business coach. She's taking clients. She ain't cheap. So if you ain't about your business, don't even DM her or inbox her. Get you a coach. Get you a mentor. Figure out what you want to do. Talk to God. Talk to whoever you want to. Figure out what you should be doing. What's your purpose? Your passion and your purpose. Two different things. My purpose is to protect people and to teach people how to protect themselves. That's my purpose. That's what I was put here for. And I know that without a doubt. But there's many ways to protect yourself. See, I like guns. I like to fight. Whatever. That, yeah, of course you can protect yourself. But you need to be protecting yourself financially, spiritually, physically, emotionally, sexually. There's a lot of Lees, okay, that you could be protecting yourself. And you can do that. And I can show you how to do how I do it. I don't answer my phone. That's how I protect myself mentally and emotionally. Because sometimes I just don't got it. I don't have the capacity. I tell people, don't tell me that story. That's how I protect myself emotionally and mentally. I don't have the capacity to hear that bullshit. I don't have the capacity to listen to that. Other people's problems that I don't care about. I don't want to hear that. Sometimes I do want the tea. Sometimes I don't have it. I'm a little bit of an empath. So sometimes it's crazy because I'm an empath and an asshole all smashed together, you know. So it's a little difficult. Sometimes I feel like being social. Sometimes I absolutely don't want to talk to you at all. I don't care if you're telling me you got $1 million for me. Just text it to me. Just text me. I don't want to talk to you. But you got to figure out who you are and what you want. Because you can do a million side hustles. Lord, I got to give me a new lighter. You can get you a million side hustles. You could be doing a million things. I was doing podcasting. I was doing security on the side. I was doing podcasting. I was using my luxury vehicle to do prom escorts. I was recording music for people. I was doing photo shoots. I was throwing parties. You can do a million side hustles, but if it ain't really your thing, it ain't never going to take you to the next level. And that's where we all want to go. It's a recession out here in these streets. Silicon Valley Bank, boom, blew up. Lost people money. Can't pay out people's requests for their bread. Stocks down. The Dow down. I mean, seriously. You need a side hustle in 2023. And I'm telling you, process serving is it. Process serving is it. Just yesterday, I had $600 worth of process serves. Tomorrow, one of my process servers is picking up $150 worth of process serves. So it's money. It's probably going to take him an hour to do the process serving. That's $150 an hour. Are you making $150 an hour? Because I don't be making $150 an hour some days. So I'm telling you, there's light at the end of that tunnel. There's gold at the end of that rainbow. I went from not having nothing, depression, confusion, to now, I'm not stressed at all. Sometimes I get stressed because I stress myself out. But financially, I'm smarter now. Financially, I have investments that I'm about to invest in. Savings, IUL, my life insurance is my bank. I don't even have regular life insurance no more. I have life insurance that is life insurance, living benefits, death benefits, and it actually earns 9% on the dollar. It's my money is work. My life insurance money is working for me. Ain't no GoFundMes over here. I bought my Jaguar when I had my Jaguar. I bought that from my mom. My IUL that I got, my insurance policy, I bought that from my dad. We got to spend money with each other, and we got to give each other knowledge and teach each other how to go. And that's, I'm spending the rest of the year teaching how I got to where I am. Because where I am is only one level. I'm going further up. But I'm here, so now I can show you how to get here while I'm working to get to the next level. And then when I get to the next level, I'm going to show you how to get to the next level. Follow me, kid. I'll take you to the next level. But it is time to have multiple streams of income. You cannot survive off one stream of income. One stream of income is not enough. When I got sick, I had multiple streams of income, but the problem was all that income was dependent on my physical ability to do what I had to do. I had to physically take those pictures, physically shoot the music videos, physically help with podcasts. I didn't have staff. I had to physically plan the events, physically do security. Once I got sick, I wasn't able to do any of those things. Therefore, the money stopped. If I got sick right now, I get sick all the time, actually. There's days I spend a couple days in the bed. But if I got sick right now, my security company would still be able to run on its own. I still have people who could answer the emails, answer the phone calls, schedule the people. The officers could still go out and do what they got to do. Right? Process service is going to still do the process serving. I have instructors in place that can still take all my students and go train my students. I got living benefits, death benefits, making 9% off the dollar in my IUL if I got sick. I can borrow from that money, tax free. Once I went through that and lost everything, I said I'd never go through that again. I don't, even with a car. I don't have a car right now because my transmission went up. And I am very, very picky. So I'm trying to decide what vehicle I want because I haven't had a brand new vehicle in a long time. You know, I bought used cars or whatever. So my decision now wouldn't be the decision I would make a long time ago. 3 years ago, I would just go to the auction, grab another car. This time, I'm going to invest some money into the car and put the car on Toro so that the car, because it's paid off, once it get repaired, it's now a money-making asset. And guess what kind of money I'm going to use? Process serving money. Profit from my process serving, I'm going to use to fix my car, put it on Toro, and make it a money-making asset. And I'm still going to buy me a brand new car because now that car is an asset. And that asset is going to pay it for itself, and it's also going to pay for the liability that I'm deciding to buy. And the liability might not end up being a liability. I might end up using it for work because it's going to be a truck. So you just got to think about all these kind of things. And the first thing I want you to think about is getting a side hustle. In 2023, process serving is the biggest side hustle. I don't care what nobody say. You could do drop shipping. You could do t-shirts. You could do whatever, whatever, whatever. But if you like driving, being out there, being in the action, security, private investigation, whatever, if you like that stuff, then in this industry, that's the best side hustle. Everybody want to be a company owner. You can make money without being a company owner because most of the time as a company owner, you ain't even making money. You're losing money because it costs money to make money. The company got bills. So you want to start somewhere. I'm telling you where I started and how I got to six figures. Now, I lost six figures, gained six figures, float. You know, entrepreneurship is not predictable. So, yeah, it's a little bit, you know, it's up and down. But process serving, hands down, best way to make your money in 2023. The court system is bananas right now. Lawyers need more than one process server. And if you prove to be the best, they're going to start using you. I have a paralegal right now who gave me to three other law firms. Now, you got to remember, law firms have more than one lawyer in it most of the time. Now, unless it's a private practice, it's just one person, that's different. But you could definitely make some money. Come to my webinar on the 31st, 7 p.m. I will tell you who and what I'm hiring for. Excuse me. Who and what I'm hiring for. And how to get what you need to get. How to become a process server. What you need to do. How to get your PD license. Private PD license. All right, so we're drinking this right now. I'm about to drink it now because I smoked a little, so I'm going to drink now. Sweet sugar cane. I don't know. Bananas. All right, cheers to everybody. Thanks for listening to my story, part one and part two, so cheers. Woo, baby. I didn't always like rum until I visited Barbados, and because they really didn't have bourbon. It wasn't really a thing. They had like Blanton's in one restaurant. Yeah, this is good, man. This is good right here. This is good. All right. Woo. And if you can look at, I don't know if you can see the glass, but if you look at the glass, you can see those notes on the side. you know, let you know how much sugar, let you know how much, yeah, it's a good drink. Y'all should definitely try this. Mm. Now let's pair it with this. Definitely brought out that hint of blueberry that I thought I was tasting. That brought that out. It's like blueberry caramel, a weird combo that I've actually never tasted before, but I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it. All right, so that's my story, man, and that's what got me to where I am. That's how I started. That's my story. I'm going to actually be sharing more parts of my story and different parts of my story more on my social media, because people who I actually do tell a story to on a personal level or whatever, and I share certain things, they're like, man, more people need to know how you know, pulled yourself up. I don't really share the extent of how sick I was, but, you know, I was so sick that when I did get better, I literally was volunteering for the Arthritis Foundation. I was doing runs. I was doing marathons. I was doing, like, getting through that part of my life literally changed my thought process on a lot of things. So I should probably share a little bit more, because there's probably people dealing with it and needing to know how I dealt with it. And, you know, I changed my diet because of it, how I changed the way I do my finances because of it. You know, I mean, we all got stories, you know, and you never know who needs to hear yours because of what they are going through now, or what they went through. So I do, you know, I pay attention to my Instagram. It's coming. If you look on my Instagram right now, I actually deleted every single post on my Instagram. My Instagram is postless, naked, bare, because I am forever growing and forever changing, and I'm moving into a different level of life, a different level of self-awareness, and a different level of teaching. I'm all about protecting you, and I'm all about teaching you how to protect yourself, and I'm all about the fact that protecting yourself comes in different forms, and so I'm going to be teaching more on each form. So if you want to see a lot of security stuff, After Hours, the brand page, cigar stuff, Industry Talk podcast page. If you want to see all of it together, YouTube. But on my personal Instagram and personal Facebook, you're going to see a lot more of my transparency and authentic, story of how I got to be a 34-year-old black LGBTQ community inside of, because I don't really give myself that label, but I actually got business because of that. Sometimes people be like, yo, how you gay girl? I've never seen a gay girl do this, that, and that. So look, I'm going to start sharing my story about being a 6-7-figure gay black woman security company owner, because I don't think there's a lot of me, and there is some of me, and I would love to connect with those people, because a lot of places that I do go into, I get that, like, man, the gay women I know, you know, they, what's up, got the hand on the fake, you know, whatever, but, you know, I'm classy, baby, I'm classy, okay. I was born in the pimp era, but too late because it was over. But I should have been. I should have been in the pimp era where pimps were strong, where the strong hand was strong. That's me right there, pimp era. So, you know, that's my story. That is my story. That's all of my story I'm going to give to you on this Good Monday. That's my story. That's how I use process serving to put me back. I end up being able to move back into my own house. I end up being able to start my security company. I end up, you know, being able to take care of myself after I lost everything. I got everything back. plus more, because I definitely didn't have a six-figure business. Even back then when I had a business, it wasn't no six-figure business. You know, money was moving all over the place and nothing was being really accounted for. And it was all crazy. But, you know, focusing on process serving to get to a goal really helped me grow in business. And I think that it could help you. And that's why I'm pushing that narrative that process serving is the biggest side hustle of 2023, because it's good money, it's fast money, it's easy money, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to train you, teach you, and give you work. I'm not just going to train you on how to do it and then leave you. I am going to tell you about it, teach you, train you, and then also give you work. On April 22nd, I have one of the biggest investigation nights thus far, and I'm hiring like 20 private investigators, and I'm going to train you, I'm going to hire you, train you, teach you how to do it, put you out there in the field, and actually be hands-on with you in the field while you're doing it. So if y'all interested in that, make sure you come to the webinar on the 31st at 7 p.m. The link is in my bio. Definitely come to that, because it's going to be big and it's going to be worth it. And I'm going to tell you right now, somebody calculated something, and one of my investigators calculated how much she could make if she did a certain something, right? Because I can't tell you all the details of the investigation. $17,000. That's her goal for the night. That's it. That's all I can tell you. See you on the 31st. That's it. That's it. $17,000 in one night. Now, my last time doing something like this, last month or the month before, I made $7,000. I made $4,000, and then I had another check come that was $2,700. I made $4,000, and then I made $2,700. So I made, okay, in one night, less than 3 hours work. I'm telling you, stick with me. I got you. Process serving, investigation, biggest side hustle of 2023. You can't tell me different. Ain't no beating it. I know. I'm living proof. Go check out my Facebook. Go check out my Facebook, Jasmine Lee. Go check out my Facebook, Jazz the CEO. I put my checks on there. I put copies of my checks on my page, because making $4,000 in one night and you're not a drug dealer, that's a big deal. Making $2,700 in one night and you're not a drug dealer, that's a big deal. But like I said in last episode, I treat my business like I'm on the movie Paid in Full. Everything to me is a drug deal. I need to know the plug. I need to chop it up. I need to get the best product out there. I need to have the territory. I need to have good workers. I don't play with that. You got to sit with me one night and watch BMF and watch, what else? I watch Power Book 2 and watch all them. I be into it. Ask my mama. My favorite movie is Paid in Full. I used to watch it on VHS as a kid. All the time. Every night, bruh. Sometimes you got to take those principles from that lifestyle and apply it to your life. You got a 9-to-5, but you got dreams. When you get off at 5 o'clock, by 7 o'clock, you should be working on your dreams. I don't care if you got kids or not. Because your dreams and working on your dreams by 7 o'clock is going to help your kids. So if you got a 9-to-5, by 7 o'clock, you should be working on your dreams. And you should be doing that for the rest of the night. Even if you got to take breaks to give baths, put people to bed, make dinner. Talk to your wife. Talk to your husband. Get back to it. There's no more excuses. When you're on your way to work, instead of listening to music, listen to podcasts that got something to do with whatever it is you want to learn, whatever it is you want to do. That's what I do. When I first started my company, I knew what I was doing. I knew what I experienced as an officer. So I knew what I didn't want my company to be like. I knew what I didn't want to do as an owner or as a supervisor or whatever. So I knew that. But I listened to things like Executive Protection Podcast. What else? I listened to, it was another one. But definitely Executive Protection Podcast. I read books on the industry so I will understand the industry. Now I read all the magazines so I can understand the firearm industry more. you know, so you have to study. So I'm giving you something to study. First, there's a webinar. It's free. You want to learn how to be a process server, make $4K in a day, $2,700 in a day by being an investigator. I got you on that free webinar on that. Then further, after the free webinar, I got training on both things for $9.99 a month. You're getting unlimited videos, unlimited access to me. We're doing training sessions live inside the app. I'm giving you PDFs. I'm giving you ebooks. I'm giving you videos, training videos. There's a podcast in my app that isn't for the public. It's only for my members. We do in-person backyard training sessions. I had girls out in the backyard last week. They was back there boxing each other, learning how to shoot under pressure, learning how to block, learning how to do. We in the teaching season. We in the teaching season. You might see my stories. I'm always out eating. I'm always on there because I'm enjoying life. But I'm working. Just because you don't see it all the time don't mean it's not getting done. And that's about everything. Soon as I made that 4K in a day, I said, I've gotten to the point where I can now share what I know. I can now teach what I know. I have proven the concept. I have the systems, and I understand being broke as hell. I understand having a job and it not being enough. I understand having a job and it is enough, and I just want more. So now is my time to share that information and share how to do what I'm doing. I just want to share what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And when I get to the next level, I'll share how to get to that level. But for right now, I'm going to share from where I started. I started out as a process server, and that's how I became an investigator. I started out borrowing money to get my private detective license, and now I own a private detective company. So we're going to start at the beginning. I'm going to show you how to become a process server, make that easy money. I'm going to show you how to make $4K in a day. I'm going to show you how to make $2,700 in a couple hours via investigations. I got the training all set up. And I got the job set up. I am hiring for April 22nd. That's coming up. First set of training, March 31st, 7 p.m. free webinar. And then I have actual work for you on the 22nd of April. I'm not playing. There's nobody on Instagram teaching you how to do stuff and then going, I'm going to hire you to do this. Let's go. It's money out here to be made, and there's enough money to share. There's enough money to share. That's what I think a lot of these people don't understand. I work with other security companies. I subcontract for them, and then they subcontract for me. I am all about relationships. Because if I didn't have a good relationship with the first law firm, she wouldn't have given my name to 3 or 4 or 5 other law firms. I got that other business, not because I went down there and gave my resume, but because I did good and I fostered a relationship and I nourished that relationship, and that relationship opened other doors for me. So I'm the relationship that you have that you need to be fostering. I leverage my relationships. Okay, if this person has 4 security vehicles and I only got 1, and I'm going to subcontract with them, get them some money so that we can use those vehicles. I have to leverage my relationship with them to get this money. So now it's your turn to leverage your relationship with me to get this money. I'm telling you. My prediction is there's going to be a lot more cases happening. It's going to be a lot more lawyers needing process servers. And process serving is going to be the biggest side hustle of 2023. Private investigation and process serving. Because there's 2 different things. Coming to the webinar, I'll kind of go over what those 2 different things are. But process serving, biggest side hustle of 2023. Private detective work, biggest side hustle of 2023. You pick your poison. You could do both or you could do 1. But I'm telling you, that's where the money at right now. Nobody could tell me different. That is where the money is at right now. The money right there. It's right in front of you. You're watching. If you're on my Facebook, you're on my Instagram, you're on my YouTube. You're watching somebody who is living proof that you can go from broke as hell, no car, girlfriend left him, no house, no business, to now you're hiring people. One day I had 40 guards on duty for me. I never thought that I would be signing checks or doing payroll for 40 people at one time. Like, I still don't really believe it. And we about to do it again for this year. I'm already in negotiations again for that contract for this year. And I still am disbelief that I got it last year. Never did I think that Lil Elmo from Buffalo was going to be employing 40 officers at one time. And because of that disbelief of my own, I know you got disbelief. When I posted my 4K check, it was like, yo, I can't believe I just made 4K in 3 hours. I'm not even going to waste time. I know exactly how I did it, and I know what I did it. I know why I did it, exactly how I did it, and I know how you could do it too. I put the webinar together, boom, just like that. Talk to my business coach. She like, yo, this is it right here. Share this. Because I'm not a gatekeeper. Now, I might be smoking Alec and Bradley cigar called the gatekeeper, but I ain't a gatekeeper. I'm not a gatekeeper at all. I'm that person sneaking you over the other side of the gate. Come on, let's all do this. Process serving is a, somebody asked me, is there a market everywhere for process serving? One, I don't want to say everywhere because I'm not everywhere, so I can't really, I don't want to lie. But process serving is the serving of legal documents. So everywhere that legal documents exist, process serving exists. Everywhere that legal documents exist, everywhere that has a court system, everywhere, I don't live in other countries, so I can't tell you what happens in other countries. Everywhere that there's a court system, legal documents, lawyers, judges, you going to jail, whatever, somebody is serving somebody a summons. Somebody is serving somebody a bench warrant. Somebody is serving, bruh, serving. Now, every state has different laws or regulations. So Texas, you got to go to a class. It's a 12-hour class, and you got to pay $200 for your license for process serving. Maryland, there is no class. There is no fee. There is no license for process serving. Cali might be different. You know, it might be different everywhere. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you get in where it's in. Well, why it's hot? Because it could not be hot next year. It's hot right now, but it could not be hot next year. Hold on. My Instagram cut off. I was on there too long. But it could not be hot next year is what I'm saying. It could not be hot next year. This could be a side hustle that I don't know the longevity. I know that it's lasted 3 to 4 years for me. I know that it lasted 3 to 4 years for me. Right? But listen to this though. The law system, the court system, the legal system has been here since the dawn of time. So in my opinion, process serving going to be here to the dawn of time, because even sheriffs do process serving. Sheriffs, you ever seen a sheriff come to somebody's door and they got, you know, it ain't just for warrants, they got papers. So even sheriffs do process serving, but it's so much process serving needed that the sheriffs can't do it all. So that's how process serving became anything, because the sheriffs were doing all the process serving. But there's so much process serving that's needed that now it's open to actual private process servers because the sheriffs can't do all the serving. So in my opinion, as long as the legal system and as long as people going to jail, you're going to always have some process serving to do. And your process serving... As long as people breaking up and getting divorced, somebody got to get served the divorce papers. As long as celebrities be hitting people in the club, somebody got to get served that summons to go to court. As long as people can't drive, somebody going to hit somebody and somebody's going to have to get served the papers for the car accident. Lawyers ain't going nowhere. Judges ain't going nowhere. The legal system ain't going nowhere. So process server not going nowhere. I've only been doing it for 4 years. And to me, that's a long time. And think about this. It's some of y'all on here who've been at your job for 20 years. 20 years. And you on here listening to me about a side hustle. We deserve better, bruh. Create your own job. Now, having a job ain't nothing wrong with that. As long as it's your purpose or at least your passion. No more living where we got jobs that we hate, jobs that we don't like, jobs that stress us out, jobs that's making us gray faster than our natural capacity is supposed to be. Like, man, like, there's options out here. You could use your actual job to fund your entrepreneur journey. If you want to start a store, keep your job, make the money, use what you got to start that store. Once that store starts exceeding your expectations or your money cap, my first year in business, I made what I made at my federal job. My first freaking year in business, I made my salary. And I said, yo, I ain't never going back, man. I was like, I didn't even know this was possible. I thought it was just something you see on TV. You know, them Instagram influencers, them Instagram, they flexing, they capping, whatever. I thought it was that. Think about this. As much hard work you do at your job, those long hours, stressing, working at home, doing so much, you could be doing that for yourself. Now, if your job is social work and that is your calling, and that is your passion, then I'm not telling you that you need to go quit and go be a process server. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you to be happy. When I was in my federal job, I loved the job. I loved law enforcement. I did not love the people. I did not love the politics. I don't like wearing uniforms. I don't like being told what to do. So it wasn't in alignment. Process serving was in alignment because I could make my own schedule. I could make my own pay. I could work where I wanted to work, when I wanted to work. I could work how I wanted to work. I could use exactly what I had now. Let me tell you exactly what you need to start as a process server. You need a computer, iPad, or phone, something that you could get your email on. You need a color printer, a car, and the time. The time to do it. Now, that's the thing. Don't come to my webinar and you don't have time. I hired a processor, kept asking me to give her a chance to do it. I gave her a chance to do it. Every time I checked in with her, she kept telling me she didn't have the time. Oh, I don't got the time to do it today. I got to do this, or my son this, or my daughter this, or da-da-da. I don't care about none of that, girl. Because if you worked at Walmart, you wouldn't be telling them all that. You don't come to me if you don't have the time to make the money, because you need the time to make the money. You can't make the money without time. Time is literally money in this game. The more you do in the little bit of time, the faster you get paid in a little bit of time. You need time is money. Time is money, literally, in this game. So I am looking for process servers in other states. I got somebody looking into it in New York right now. I got somebody looking into it in Texas right now. And I got somebody looking into it in Atlanta. So, Georgia. So, I'm looking for process servers in Maryland and Delaware, Pennsylvania, Ohio. I'm expanding because I've been doing Maryland for 3 years. I process serve in PA and Virginia. I do. So, I am absolutely expanding now. Because I didn't have the proof of concept. I understand, you know, what's up, what's going on. And I want to bring y'all with me. I'm in a season of being the vessel. I'm the boat. Get on the boat. I'm the relationship you need to be leveraging. Figure out what me and you could do together and let's do it. Let's make bread. That's the season I'm in. God has blessed me. I'm trying to bless you. Let's do it. I know how to protect myself mentally and physically. So I'm trying to teach you how to protect yourself mentally and physically. I learned how to protect myself financially. Now I want to teach you how to protect. And that journey is still going. I took 2 years to build up my business credit. Now I can tell, I'm telling two people right now. One person is about to do a physical therapy business, and the other person is doing a security company. And I'm teaching them both right now how to do their stuff in business credit. And the person that's doing a security company, that's not my competition. Because there's enough money out here for everybody, and everybody's going to be focused on different things. Everybody not focused on private investigation and process serving. Everybody might be focused on clubs. I'm not focused on club security. That's something I never wanted to focus on. There's enough genres in this whole industry for us all to be making money with each other. We all can work together. I know that's a hard concept for black people, but everybody else, listen, y'all, I'm ready to work with y'all. Listen, I'm going to say this. I'm learning how to golf. And I'm not learning how to golf because I watch golf on TV and I think it's the best thing in the world and I'm super excited and I love it so much. I thought it was interesting. I think the culture of the golf world is interesting because it kind of falls in line with the cigars and the shooting and the drinking bourbon and whiskey. Most of the older white guys that I hang out with that do those things, they also golf. I've closed a deal. I closed a 12-month deal worth about $75,000, $60,000, whatever. I can't remember that. Over a cigar and scotch by accident. Wasn't even a planned meeting. I'm still working that contract to this day. I did that over a cigar and scotch. I closed a deal over the pool table. I closed the deals at the gun range. My next step in business is to start closing deals on the golf course. Taking clients out to the golf course or meeting people on the golf course, meeting people in those clubhouses, in that country club life. First, I'm bougie and I'm made for it. That's first. I'm made for that. Even when I was ghetto, I was bougie. I'm made for that life. So everything you do needs to be leveraging whatever it is to get you to that next level. That's all I want to teach right now. So I'm going to teach people how to use process serving to leverage where they need to leverage the process serving game to get to where they need to go next. That's the whole point. So that's my story. That's my story. If you missed part one, go to part one after you listen to this. This is part two. That's my story, how I lost every single thing down to my girl, my car, my house, and my business, and got it back. Not the girl, but got it back 10 times fold with process serving. Process serving helped me buy those agency licenses from the state from my business and build a six-figure business. Process serving. See y'all on the 31st, 7 p.m. Link is in bio. Link is in the description on YouTube. Thank you, Facebook, for watching. Thank you, Instagram, for watching. YouTube, thank you for watching. This was Industry Talk Podcast. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. If you got questions, you can drop them in the comments, or you can email us at industrytalkpodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram at Industry Talk Podcast. If you got cigars you want to suggest, some bourbon or whiskey you want to suggest, or rum that you want to suggest that we drink, you want to send us something, DM us. We have a P.O. box as well. If you want to be a guest, you can call in, so DM us so we can set that up as well. If you have a topic that you think you want to hear from me, let's chop it up. Let's get these topics out. You want to learn something, go to my Instagram, hit the link in the bio. You'll see all the classes I got coming up. And that's it, man. We out of here. YouTube, we out of here. Make sure y'all check my YouTube. There's a new video that goes up every week on my YouTube. Last week it was What do you need to become a process server? The week before that, it was what is an affidavit? And then I think the week before that with the five fundamentals of what you should train at home for firearms. So make sure y'all tune in. More content, more teaching, more education, empowerment. I'll see y'all next time, man. Thanks for tuning in.